The following program is rated P for Pimp. Dante Nero is not a licensed therapist, counselor, or medical professional. He is, however, a former pimp, 7-time Male Exotic Dancer of the Year, comedian, writer, actor, fighter, emotional philanthropist, and revolutionary, who just happens to have some unique perspectives on male and female relationships and game. Be advised, this is the Beige Phillips Show.
I want to be a personal manager, babe. I want to do everything I can for you.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is Dante Nero, Beige Phillips Show. We put it down, got a little Albert King in the background. Personal manager. That's what we trying to do. We managing bitches' emotions. That's what we got to learn to do. That's what this show is about.
It's a difficult thing to manage.
Absolutely.
Very difficult.
You have to be a very stern manager. Because bitches, you know you're crazy. You're out of your fucking minds. I understand, too. I understand you can't help it because it's your vagina makes you crazy. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about managing vagina emotions. That's what's going down, Harry.
Just Terry Francona, Joe Torre. Just, you know, think of the best manager. Even they have trouble managing these vaginas.
Exactly. That's
what I'm
talking
about.
I got my co-host, Harry Tarjanian.
Thank you, sir. You got it right.
I did. I'm practicing.
I think with the next one, I'll just ignore it and let it move on instead of acknowledging it every time.
Tarjanian. That's even better. Anyway, we here, Beige Phillip. Beige Phillips Show number three. This is going down. I want to thank everybody, all the fans and everybody, for sending me the emails and the tweets and the retweets. The revolution is being podcasted, baby. It's going down. GYBB, get your balls back, fellas. That's what's going down.
And they can, and fans can continue to send in anything they want, whether it's questions, comments, whatever, to the Gmail account, which is Beige Phillip. Is it Beige Phillip
at gmail.com?
At gmail.com.
Yeah, spell it for him, Harry.
Oh, no, don't. You do it. I can't. I told you that's why I didn't want the name, because I'll
They're
going to
get
up,
it, because this is clear.
Just spell check it. Spell check Beige and spell check Phillip. And if you're too stupid to figure it out, we don't want your questions or comments. So it really is
dumb.
It's a moat. It's like an internet moat to keep morons from coming in.
If you're too dumb to spell Beige Phillip, you don't need no help.
Yeah.
Find it, figure it out. Ask an Asian dude to spell it for you. But figure it out. It's
they're not good at spelling. It's math. They got the wrong thing.
They're good at everything. Listen, except fucking. No, I don't mean shit. I just lost all my Asian contingency. But that's all right.
That's all right. They don't need help. They don't need help. They don't seem to need help.
They don't need help or nothing.
Yeah.
It's
they'll figure out some formula and be perfectly fine. They figured out the algorithm for pussy.
Exactly. So it's BEIGEPHILLIP at gmail.com. So send us your questions. You can tweet me twitter.com at Dante Nero. You can do that too. My man Harry here. We also we got two guests tonight.
We're really kicking it up, man.
Yeah, we are. This is the premium channel now. We got extra mics and everything.
Yeah, third mic finally. this is all stuff I don't know if anyone else cares about.
No.
But we're just excited about
excited
it gets more and more professional.
Exactly. Let me introduce our guests. Comedian, good friend of mine, writer,
father.
Divorcee.
Honorary pimp.
We got that
pimp.
Remains to be seen, Harry.
I think, you know what? I'm vouching for Mark.
Really?
Just because I've seen it in action.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying? I think he's a semi-retired pimp.
Well, here's what happened. There was a few things.
Choice.
There was some crazy bitches here. It was earlier, and he made a couple of comments that almost made him lose his pimp card. I was going to call the board and have them revoke his pimp card. But anyway,
well, he's a modern era, sophisticated, you know, he's a sophisticated man, sophisticated ways of thinking. But as far as getting action and getting, you know,
it sounds like a lot of horse shit.
I've seen it.
Okay, fair enough. But in any event, good friend of mine, Mark Anthony Ramirez. Yeah.
You got your game,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
respect it. I got my way of being. I expect to be respected. Harry's
got Harry, and you know, it all works out.
All right, let me say this.
I do all right for myself.
You do great. I've seen more girls more interested in you than a lot of people. You're just very picky, and I get that, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen you put horrible foods in your body, but I've seen you very choosy with
that. Yeah.
I want to say I understand all types of game. Because I am the pimp extraordinaire. So, again, shut up. This is my show. I'm going to decide who the pimps are and who are not.
Absolutely.
All right?
So enough. Listen, at the end of the day, you're going to determine, I guess.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, if I'm bringing it, I'm just, you know, I'm giving my statement, but the end result is your judgment.
Fair enough.
I'm giving my testimony, but it's up to you. You're the Donald Trump.
Listen, I'm pimp on 16 continents.
Yeah.
That's it.
Some that don't exist.
Sometimes I just take, that's how pimp I am. Sometimes I just take an area and call it a continent. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Dontania. That's how I rock. Also, I want to take
You know, just Edenwall Projects is not a continent. I'm just putting it out.
This is my show.
It is.
This
it
is what I
you,
say
you can
it
do
is.
What it, you can do what you want, man.
Here's what's crazy. We are today, special guest in from Cali, good friend of mine, great comic, up-and-comer, Mara Marrick. We got a lady's point of view on here. Give it up for her. Clap it up.
I represent the vagina crazy.
Yeah. See, and the great thing about Mara is she's a woman and knows she's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Which is the first step, is admitting that you have a problem.
That's how we fix it. You got to admit that you have a problem. So she's crazy, and because she understands she's crazy, she's manageable. How about that?
Oh, wow.
I think, but the thing is, honestly, though, every woman I've ever known will be like, oh, you know, I'm a little crazy. It's almost like a fucking excuse at this point. Like,
that's a little annoying. Yeah, that gets it's a little
like,
annoying.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a little crazy. I'm a girl. But when she needs something, she's not crazy enough to ask for it. Like, bitch, don't you realize asking for that shit
is crazy?
You weren't
too crazy to hire a divorce lawyer.
Listen, yeah,
exactly.
To hire the, so, like, the highest.
I'm gonna just say this. They all crazy. And if you don't understand that, this is the first blemish on your pimp record. Because you don't understand that. You need to understand that. Beige Philip rule number, I don't even know what we up to.
Oh, my God.
Did you go through last week? Because we didn't even name them last week. We didn't number them.
I did number them. I did keep track of them. I got to open the file.
I want us to go over that, because I didn't really number them last show. So we need to go over the last week's number so everybody can know. Because ultimately, we're going to be publishing the book, The Beige Philip Rules.
Yeah.
That's what's going down.
So we are up to nine. We
nine.
Had three additional rules last week. A little slow last week, but we were listening to some Jason Claus stories.
Yeah, but you know what?
There were some good ones.
I got to go through it because I think there were some points made that just weren't numbered. So.
You know what? No, there were some points that were reiterated that didn't qualify to get
as a
new
separate,
number.
As a new number.
They were just reiterating certain acknowledged rules.
So we're going to go Beige Philip rule number 10. All bitches are crazy. The only thing we need to decide is how crazy. That means you need to get in their head and understand what fits. This is a man and a woman together. In order to really get your pimp game on, you got to figure out how you fit into her. You know, she might have a real awkward puzzle piece, but you got to figure out how to fill those cracks and crevices.
Why do I even have to waste my time fucking being her therapist and fill her cracks and crevices?
Well, I think that's the gig.
I think here's the thing. I don't think it's the gig, man. Personally, I think everybody's a little crazy, men included, but we're crazy in a different way. And I just think, my personal opinion is you got to know what you want to take and what you can't take. Like, there's some types of crazy that you don't want to deal with.
I think that if you have to choose a woman that you have to fill her cracks and crevices versus a woman that actually truly knows she's crazy, I think that woman is more dangerous because then she can strategize around herself. So,
well, you know what? I'm gonna give an applause. I want an applause for that because all that really was an advertisement to fuck Mara. That's how she described herself and why I'm better than the rest of these bitches, which is that is a pimp.
Mara, do you have a Facebook or a Twitter you'd like to give out for the fellas to go out there and find you?
I actually have a schedule online, so.
So, yeah, if you want to put in your name, someone will get back to you,
I think Harry is going to inbox you when this is over.
I don't know. She's got an open Google calendar. That is pimp.
You see what I'm saying? And, you know, something just came into my mind. All this bullshit that Mark is talking is game. This is what his game is. It's like, you know, we're all the same.
He's a sophisticated. That's part of his game is the mental.
See, I didn't see it. It's we're alike. We're the same. And, you know, it's just human. There's no man and woman. It's just human. You're full of shit.
Yes, I am. You didn't see me deny it.
That was my mistake. My mistake is I thought that instead of trying to pimp me, he was pimping me.
He doesn't know it. Sometimes you can't turn it off. You can't.
That's what it is.
You can't do it. You're just functioning that way. And that's part of Mark's in his character. Mark is like Christian Bale. Okay? He's not pretending to be Batman.
He is Batman
until it's done, until the mission's
done.
Give me
some pussy.
I said that about when we first met him. I was like, he's like that bear that's got a little bit of honey on his hand.
A little bit of honey.
And then the bees keep coming, putting more on there. And he's like, thank you, bitches. And then he wipes it off.
He's licking his fingers with bees in his mouth.
Yeah.
You a bee eater.
Well, bees are just pure protein. Baby.
Yes. It is. I don't know. I'm kind of mad that he tried to pimp me, Harry. And I gotta give him a pound because he almost slipped by. But you can't say nothing slick to a can of oil. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh my god!
I don't know if that should be a base filler.
I don't think it's. It might make the book jacket. I don't know. That
might be just a Danteism. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'll put it in the miscellaneous pile, but I'm not gonna number it.
We'll
I don't. Think
We're gonna put it up. For
I don't
review.
Think that's really helping anyone so much as your ego. You know what I mean? Like,
listen,
it's not a rule that's gonna help.
It's good to have a healthy ego.
And isn't that what it's all about? Helping my ego. That's what it's all about. That's why, whatever.
That's why anyone does a podcast. Let's be honest.
And we're in the great Cogito Studios, thanks to Jeff Glass.
Yeah, thank you. You're in Soho.
And Harry, you have a previous podcast that you did before
this, in the studio. Forcing It, which is the original podcast we did out of here with Joseph Rocha and Hilary Schwartz, and usually Jeff Glass, but he wasn't here.
Oh, Hilary's a regular on
Hilary's this. A regular, yeah.
So
yeah.
Who was the crazy little boy bitch that was...
Comedian Rachel Parenta was our guest for the show.
God,
yeah, she is a comedian.
Okay, and his was funny.
I mean, she wasn't. I wouldn't. In all fairness, most of her act isn't yelling at Dante about
everybody's trying to pimp the pimp today.
It's just not your day.
She's trying. It's always my day.
There you go.
It ain't easy. You got to expect that. So, but here's she's telling me, men, da da da. Like, bitch, you dress like a boy. How the fuck do you know?
Let's get the argument, just so other people know who aren't there, meaning the listeners. I don't know why I went on to explain that. The argument was Dante was saying that men want to fuck, but they can't fuck anytime they want.
Exactly.
Women, on the other hand, if they so choose, can fuck anytime they
want. You can always give some pussy away.
Yeah. It may not be the best looking guy.
Right. It may not be who you want to fuck,
right.
But you can give some pussy away.
But men can't even fuck who they don't want to fuck.
That's
exactly.
No, that's not true. Anybody can get laid at any time.
I don't agree with it. I think it all
goes with standards. Like
men get to decide to be in a relationship. Women get to decide when to fuck.
Yeah. That's where the man does have the control is the relationship.
That's a good point.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
if you want, point. If to allow, if a woman wants.
I don't know, I've woken up in relationships. I've just been like, oh, this has been the third
week. Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Why are you eating my pancakes? I always wake up. Dude, I've had one night stands. And like 8 months later, I'm like, oh, we're engaged? How the fuck?
See? And then.
Because
who's getting pimped?
I'm the pimp, but it's like, I don't.
Not if you wake up engaged.
Look, they had money. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
She was either a pimp or
it was a Renaissance pimp.
It was a pretty sweet financial deal.
Yeah,
that may have kept Mark in that last one.
See, me and Mark came up together in the comedy scene, but like we kind of split up and we just started really kicking it a little bit. But Harry and you have been you know his situation better.
Yeah. Mark has slept on my floor.
I have. I slept on your floor.
Mark went from rags to riches and then right back to rags on a couple of occasions.
Getting back to the argument, because of a woman.
Right.
Of course.
Otherwise, I wouldn't bring it up. But.
See, and this is what I'm going to say, pimps. Everybody gets got. You don't get better till you get got.
Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to learn.
You know what's so funny about that? That's a great thing you said, because you know what? If you don't get got, you don't learn shit.
You don't.
If you keep pimping and running and not ever getting caught out there and learning a lesson.
Because I know when I'm on here, I sound like a prodigy. I do. I know I do. Like, I was playing violin at 3. But I wasn't pimping at 3. It took me time. I was a goofy dude when I was coming up. I remember actually writing a love letter in blood. How about that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was fucked
up. How old were you?
Oh, 48. God. Probably like 14.
Damn, you were that emo?
Yeah, I was.
Man, you should listen into The Cure.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It got me. It definitely got me in the game. She was like, oh, my God. Who's ever done
it? Did you write it in Shakespearean prose? I mean,
the thing is, it really
it worked for you?
Yes, it actually did.
Oh, then that's not a sad story. No, see, the sad story if you would have just whipped it up, right? Work. Yeah.
He's all anemic.
Yeah.
I'm dizzy. I'm dizzy and in love. And she's like, fuck you. She's like, check no. For do you want to go out with me? No, and sad
no,
face.
No, I don't want to go see Belle Biv DeVoe with you.
But that girl is, I'm singing, that girl is poison.
Wow. You're holding up the boombox and it's just a new edition.
I want to get this Beige Philip rule number. Where we at? 11?
Well, I put down everyone gets got. As
everybody gets
11.
Got.
If
that's
you don't
okay.
Get got, you don't learn.
So we're going to go to 12 is. Damn, I forgot what the rule was. God damn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. You kind of, it was all that fucking bullshit before I was thinking. But here's what it is. The thing that gets you a woman, right, is the same thing that keeps your woman. Do you understand? Whereas the thing that gets a guy is different from what keeps a guy. Do you understand? What I mean by that is this. The things that I do as a man to get this woman, flowers, considerate, listening to your goofy ass stories, like I give a fuck.
Pretending
right?
To care.
Buying you some fucking $18 chicken wings and driving you around in my car, using my gas up. By the time I get the pussy and pay for the condoms, gas, insurance, car note, and the chicken wings, I done spent $38,000 in chicken wings, condoms, and gas.
Registration.
And somehow you did me a favor, you understand? But it's those special things that get you, that get the woman, you understand? But the thing that gets me is not the thing that keeps me. In order to get me, you gotta have a pussy. That's it. That's your only skill. You gotta have a vagina to get me.
That doesn't keep you. You have to bring something else to the table.
You gotta make a good turkey sandwich or something.
Ah, okay.
You know, I like mayonnaise on both sides.
Some people like turkey. Some people conversation. Some people sandwiches. Whatever.
Sandwich. I like a chick that reads. You know why? Because when she's reading, she ain't talking to me.
See? That's a good point. See?
Everything you guys say, I imagine, looks better to the listeners if you're wearing pimp hats and purple.
I'm just saying, like, I like an educated woman. I love a smart girl. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but here's the thing. Like, personally, like, I don't, like, everybody wants to talk about, oh, the vagina, it's this magic cave of wonder. My dick's just as magical as that vagina.
Yeah, but she don't know that until
well,
she...
Well, guess what?
Until you've used
she can
her,
imagine until just you like men sweat vagina. Women sweat dick, too.
She doesn't
me.
She doesn't know how magical your dick is until you've used her as a dick cozy. Do you understand? That's yeah. After...
Most girls have to put up with really bad dicks. So they just think when you're coming at them, you're just going to be a 9 times out of 10 person that's horrible.
Is it that? The ratio is that bad, 9 out of 10?
Yes.
What is, yeah, and what Mara makes it... is a bit of a whore.
I have... Been
wow.
Around.
No.
Lean in, Mara.
I'm not judging. What makes a bad dick, may I ask? This is fascinating to me.
Not being intuitive. Not knowing
yes.
What's happening. Not listening
so much
for
dick,
cues.
The person, you mean, behind the dick.
Yeah.
Knowing what to do.
Right.
I've done a lot of research on this as well.
You've done a lot of research on dick?
Well, you got to know both ends of the game, baby.
Man has done, he's a scientist.
Exactly.
He's wearing his lab coat and
I do Iron Man football. I play defense and offense. You
yeah.
Understand? I go both ways, not in a gay way, but and you need to understand both angles of it.
Yeah.
But I want to hear young ladies. But go ahead. Tell me about what makes bad dick. Just not being intuitive. When you say that, do you mean not wearing, knowing where you should be?
Right. Not. I mean, women moan a lot.
Yes.
That's like a basic, it's easy indicated. Cue. Yes.
Right.
Of their enjoyment level. The tempo, the cadence, mm-hmm. How deep it is. And if you start getting it a little bit longer, this is so basic, keep doing what you're doing. Maybe go a little bit more. Don't stop in the middle and flip it up.
Hit a U-turn.
Like, I know, I'm like,
change shit up.
What are you doing?
See, this is what she's talking about. You have to use the Apple, the Steve Jobs theory on things. You make
Do you
it
have an iDick? Yeah. Is that available?
That's the new app.
Don't you see that USB cord plugged in his balls?
iCock. Let me explain the point. The point is you have a basic fundamental principle, and then you make it better.
Absolutely.
And throughout having sex, you increase, you keep the things that are good, and you increase, you make the things that are bad better. Do you understand?
And the other thing is, I think people are lazy as far as sex goes. Like, yo, do research, read. Don't just watch porn and like, oh my God, I'll try that. Read. There's a lot of good information out there on how to like get a person off in so many different ways. She'll never get bored.
Well, now, each woman is different.
Exactly.
That's the first thing you got to accept. Most guys go out there when they're young and it's like, all I got to do is stick my magical wand in there and everything's going to be great.
I'm astonished by the number of people who don't know that missionary is not like the best way. You're not going to hit the spot going straight.
It's absolutely one of the best ways.
No, you have to angle a certain way.
Sure, but...
Right. But most people, I don't think, are aware of that. I think they're just viewing it as just straight in.
You know what? This is taken in a
stroke.
This is taken in a direction of my expertise.
Okay.
Because I got a nice package, but my skill level is amazing.
Okay.
Now, missionary, fellas, listen to this. Missionary is a great position. But what you have to do is, if the girl you have to have her legs around yours open, right? And you have to ultimately have your balls need to scrape the sheets so that your balls are down low.
How the fuck do you do that?
You got to open up your leg, open your legs, and your balls got to be almost on the sheets because then it angles the dick up to the G-spot.
Now, are you using her as leverage to prop you up? When you're doing that, because
no, you gotta be up on your.
Or you can be blessed with a natural curve. That
you gotta have long balls.
You gotta sit.
Maybe
up.
Maybe he just got some old balls.
You gotta sit up and push your pelvis to the ground so that the balls are as low as they can go, so that the penis goes up.
Almost. All right, you're on top, or almost like okay. I got what you're saying. You're not upright.
You are upright. You're upright as straight, like sort of like where your back arched, but your legs are open.
You know, we have a dry erase board. We could just dive.
Well, yeah, this
we
is radio.
Help,
so I got to explain
people.
This. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mara?
I didn't anticipate the sexual.
Yeah, I do. And I'd like to add on to that. Ladies, if you learn, go to yoga, number one.
Right.
Tilt your pelvis.
Yes.
Inhale.
Yeah.
And hold it. You can actually tilt your pelvis that way.
Lift it. You lift your pelvis up. Now, here's the thing. What's even more pimp is when you go, tilt your pussy to me.
Right.
Tilt your pussy.
And that's just instructions. You just got to find
instructions.
A sexy
you gotta
way
say
to
it. Just like, tilt your pussy.
Don't go. Hey, help me out here.
Lift it up. And then she
give me a solve.
This motherfucker.
And then see if you say that like one of the Muppets
hey,
from Sesame
me,
Street. Help me out here.
I'm
a little lost.
You'll
never get. She'll never come back. Right. You got to do it with confidence.
That's what I'm saying. Don't. All you're saying is that, but don't say it that way.
Look, all I know is
tilt your pussy. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it. Give it to me. Give it to me. Tilt it to me. This, I mean, you understand?
No, I got you.
And here's the other thing.
You can check my calendar later.
Well, here's the other thing.
In the process of that, you would think it's all over. So once you get that angle, then what you need to do is to press your lower abdomen against the clitoris so that you get clitoral stimulation as well. And instead of bang, 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 what you do is you rock back and forth. You use your upper abdomen as a fulcrum to...
First thing is I got to get some abdomens.
No. Here's the thing about that. If you got a belly, it actually is easier. You got a six pack. You got a six pack. It's more difficult to get the six pack on the clit than it is a big ass belly. How about that, Harry?
Right.
You are built for comfort, not built for speed.
Go fuck a chubby tonight. You'll get off. All he's got to do is remember to tilt your pelvis and get the angle so his penis is hitting the G-spot while his belly works your clit. That's the magic.
I'm telling you.
Also, fellas, pinky in the ass while all that's going on, then you get all that stimulation
maybe.
Going and it's magic.
Can't assume
depending
that.
On the girl, whatever.
Listen, can't assume that.
I said depending on the woman. I don't know. Personally, it's like I said, I think a big part of that is communication, getting to know your partner a little bit. Even in a one-night stand, three quick questions and you should know what they don't like, who they like.
And I want you to notice that any misinformation. See, I'll stop that pinky in the ass because it's important for us not to disseminate inaccurate information. And
we're all about the facts here.
And there's no way that you could put your balls on the sheet, hit the G-spot, and put abdomen contact on the clitoral simply and a pinky. There's no way you could do it.
No, you need the other hand.
You could get into that position if she was in bridge pose.
There's no way you could do it if you got T-Rex arms.
You can't sit up enough.
You can't hold her. You can't support her with one arm. You'd have to have an amazing...
Not unless you're 5 foot and you got...
You need abs.
And you got arms. Yeah.
See, then now you do need the abs.
You need abs and arms.
And you need LeBron James arms.
Yeah, yeah. Those big, lanky, like, super Patrick Ewing.
9-inch arms to go around and get the pinky. Impossibility. So, you know, what I'm saying. Go ahead.
I've achieved it. I don't know what you're talking about.
No way in the world you got...
Look, man, I'm a big dude. You reach up under that.
Wait.
You grab that ass... And you're the one tilting the pelvis.
Yeah, but we're still talking about... What you're still talking about is having your balls rubbing the sheets and abdominal contact. There's no way physically possible that you can do all three.
I know. We should make a video.
Well, we got a challenge. Our first...
Get up on the table. Let's see...
This is purely for scientific research.
Oh, absolutely.
Not at all titillating.
It's not...
This is for the listeners. Keep that in mind.
Here's the other thing. What Mara was saying, the intuitiveness of as a man being sexual, it's that you have to watch the woman's breathing. You can watch her abdomen. You watch her abdomen move. As she gets deeper, it becomes more sensual. Her breathing will go deeper and
longer.
Yeah. Deeper, longer breaths. The other thing is, if a woman, there's a few cues that I say all the time. Is when a woman, when she lets her legs fall back and relaxes her hips, she's really asking you for deeper. She wants deeper because she's... Now, if she's pulling you, pushing, you're too deep. Nobody cares how big your dick is. You need to be where you need to be. Not more, not less. And if you watch these cues, if she's going back and she's relaxing those hips, it means to go deeper. If she's pushing you back with her thighs, it's because you're too deep. You need to recognize this, and you need to recognize these cues at the moment when they happen. Because if her sexual level is at 10, and she pushes you off because you're too deep, right? Yeah. 3 strokes into that, she's down to 7. 3 more strokes, she's down to 6. Now she's not even enjoying the sex because
it's too rough.
Because you wilding out trying to show what kind of big dick you got.
You're swinging for the fences.
And all we need is a bunt. We need a first base hit.
That's it. We're good.
We
got a man on third. We got just a man. Need to get it past
it's getting
somebody.
Bottom of the ninth.
Who's telling you to swing like that? Striking out, fucking foul ball, you killed the kid in the stands.
Harry's on first base, giving you all kinds of debunk signals.
I'm ready to go. Come on. What the fuck are you doing?
It's your ego.
Yeah.
Do not let your ego get in the way of what needs a base, Philip. Rule
12.
Number 12. 13. Do not let your ego get in the way of what needs to be done for this pimping. Do you understand? Put your ego aside, learn, listen, be intuitive. So if you do that, you're just going to fuck yourself up out the game.
Absolutely.
Damn.
You feel
one gem after the next. It's crazy being me.
You're not winded from speaking.
I feel like I'm in a room with a sex preacher.
I'm overwhelmed by my greatness just then. I needed to take a breather. And if you look at Mara, she's like...
She's glowing, actually.
She's going... she's a little red in the face. Mara...
Well, I'm ready for this demonstration.
I still want to see Mark get his pinky with all that shit going on.
Yeah.
Man of many talents.
That's a lot. That's a lot. You know what? Learn how to kiss your girl.
Oh, hell yeah. And every girl is different. Not every girl likes to kiss the same, too.
Right. You got to. You know what? Right. How many dudes? Let me say, Mara, out of 10 dudes, how many dudes would you say actually know how to kiss you? That you were like, this guy's a good kisser. Out of 10.
One.
Wow.
And that's the one person that can fuck you. So I guess maybe
it's the whole thing.
Learn
how to kiss. Dude, I have that complaint all the time. I tell people all the time. Like, I've had to teach girls how to kiss. Goes both ways. Like, I'm like, no, please don't.
It goes both ways, but are you really kicking a bitch out for not kissing you right?
A girl will drop you for not being able
to
kiss.
I will tell you this.
A girl will drop you for you open your fucking door the wrong way.
And that's what pissed me off about that little boy bitch that was talking all this. You don't fucking know.
Call back.
How about I put some makeup on and stop wearing boy shorts? You got four quarter shorts. Do you even know what four quarter shorts are?
Your pants.
That's, I thought she was wearing,
you say three quarter shorts?
Four quarter shorts.
I thought she was like, that was her bicycle riding gear.
So question, would you fuck a boy bitch? No, she can't.
But see, you can't go by me. I know a lot of dudes that fuck a little boy bitch. They'll take what they can get.
If that's what you're into, whatever.
I know a lot of dudes that just, all you got, I like you. They're like, if you like me, I like you.
What happened?
I said, or if it's just a number, if they just want a vagina.
If you just want a vagina. I've never been that guy in a weird way. I know that guys are. I mean, normally guys, I've been not, I don't want to say very picky, but if I'm not into it, I'm just not, I don't fucking enjoy it. Well, that was one of those things when I was like, I lost my virginity like when I was a little bit older than most people, like 19 or 20. And everyone was just like, just get it over with. Just get it over. And I was just, and I eventually one time did just have sex to have sex. And I hated it. Yeah. I didn't enjoy it. Like, I've never been that. That dude, just, I don't know.
What's interesting about that is I've done a lot of threesomes. I had a lot of threesomes, had a couple foursomes. I've had one 11-some. We'll talk about
that's really a basketball team, really. That's 12. You're 12th man in.
So you did a gig at a college and fucked their fucking women's basketball program?
I used to strip and I did this party. All right. For some girl's birthday party at the Kennedy Inn. Shout out to the Kennedy Inn.
Oh, man. I know that
this
place.
Podcast brought to you by the Kennedy Inn. If you're looking to have sex with 10 women, the Kennedy Inn is the perfect location.
We need to get them as a sponsor.
With a heart-shaped hot tub and one of those martini glasses.
It's actually a suite. It was a suite.
You're not an animal, for God's sake. You're a gentleman.
It's a pretty good story. Here's the story. I got called up for a gig. It was just me and 13 chicks because I'm picky. I didn't fuck everybody. Just 11 of the 13. Wait, you understand what I'm saying?
13 chicks what? I'm sorry.
It was 13 chicks that hired me for a party.
Right, okay.
And only two were not worthy.
Well, I don't know if it, like, well, here's the thing.
How did the two not make sense?
Like, well, how did two of them? You were like,
they
were
bad. I'm sorry to let you know, but the roster is full. With the following people.
Like, what was one a special needs girl? When you hear and
your,
the other one
when you hear your
just,
name,
like,
please
cripple?
Stand forward, get your coat, and leave.
Rachel, Sarah, that is all.
Okay, so I go, I'm getting ready to go to this gig. It's like on a Thursday. It's like a, who does orgies on Thursdays? That's what kind of pimp I am.
First of all, to find a woman who's willing to fuck you on a Thursday, that's a little hard. You found 10.
Well, here's what happened. They hired me for this girl's birthday party. Went to the, and I was getting ready to go. Two of my other stripper friends, I was like, this could get crazy. I don't know if I'm man enough to handle 13, maybe 11, but man, I don't know if I can. And so I called two of my boys up. Georgie Porgy, right? And Yum Yum, right?
Your fucking stripper friends always have the fucking greatest.
Last week we were talking about Deep Stroke.
That was
13.
One of the name of your stripper friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Deep Stroke was a tiny fella, if I remember. Tiny with piranha teeth, but he had a 13 on him.
Piranha teeth. But he couldn't get past that.
Wow. Yeah, if he eat your pussy, you have no legs. That's how his teeth.
He ended up working on Jurassic Park, didn't he, right?
Piranha 3D. He was the stand-in for but he had a 13. Yeah, it was like a baby arm hole in a baseball, right?
The butt might look like I can handle black, but I'm built for Asian. Yeah, so it's we're a little, not, you got a little, 13 is not.
It was crazy. Ugh. Well, anyway, Yum Yum and Georgie and me, I called him. I was, look, this might be a little freak off. Y'all need to come, right,
I need some backup.
Call for backup. I'm like,
is there like a code for that?
And I'm like, I'm going in by myself. Just me and you. We're gonna overthrow this pussy ring and not tell the SWAT team. Right? So it's just me and two of my friends. So we're on the ride over there. I'm like, listen, okay, this is a good chance that this might go down. I wanna give you the rules right up front. What I need y'all to do is everybody gets fucked. The ugly girls, the fat girls, the bitch with the lazy eye.
That's a sacrifice we got
to
make.
Everybody, this, you want
because
this to happen.
It's a delicate situation.
It is a delicate situation because ultimately.
I guess that was the same way they planned Normandy.
He's up. Dante's on the boat with their all saving Private Ryan. He's letting them know, look, this shit's going to go down. I need everybody ready.
Everybody dies.
Today is your
everybody
Independence
gets
Day.
Shot in the face. So we get the, so they're like, okay, I go, do you understand? I'm like, do you understand that everybody gets fucked? Everybody. Yeah, nod me.
No pussy gets left behind.
No
That's
pussy.
The motto.
I'm the George Bush of vagina. Only thing I actually follow through.
Yeah.
Listen.
You served. You served those pussies. You didn't abandon your duty.
I served. So we get there, and I keep telling them, everybody gets fucked, okay? And so we get in the room, and I go, so listen, I brought two of my friends, and they're all dressed regular, you know, business suits. And I brought two of my friends. It's going to take me time to get dressed. So why don't you let them go, and they'll warm up the crowd, and then I'll come in last, and I'm the headliner. You understand what I'm saying? I got to do 45.
Even stripping. Oh, there's a fucking hierarchy. Look, I can't do this on my own.
I got
a
host.
Ready for it. I need someone to break. I need someone to get them warmed up, literally.
I got a host and a feature. I'm headline. I gotta
and
do
of course, the host thinks he should be featuring.
Sure,
the feature
and the feature
is
thinks
like,
he blew me out.
Fuck
him. I should
He's
be
trying to outdo you.
Whatever.
Doing splits. Yeah.
So we get in the room, and I go, listen, I need y'all, when we go out there, I need you to do your full act. I don't care what goes down. You got to do your full act. Don't cut your time short. You understand? They yes me to death. And everybody gets fucked. You understand? Everybody, they nod their head, right? I go in to give them the, because this was way back. So I was a tape cassette. So I'm dating myself. So I had to give them the tape cassette. Said Mandingo Master Mix, right? So I give them the tape set. When I go in this next suite, everybody is changed and they're all in lingerie.
Oh my God.
Thigh highs, garters. Fishnet bodysuits, crotchless panties, just
the women are all.
Oh, like the women?
Yes. I should have made that distinction.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how we.
Wait, can we go? Were they friends?
Yes, they were friends.
This was a birthday party.
This
again?
Was a birthday party for this chick. It's like girls' night out.
It's always astonishing that these people exist.
I don't
exist.
Think they're gonna be friends after. Okay, continue.
Yeah. Well, so okay, so we go. So they're all
two
in
of
lingerie.
Them at least weren't friends.
All in lingerie. So even the threes are looking like fives with crotchless panties
right,
and thigh highs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? High heel pumps, 5-inch pumps, the works. So my boy Yum Yum, he goes out first. His music starts up, right? He's a titty guy, right? He does 1-2, a little grind. He sees a chick with some like triple E titties right. In a full body, crotchless fishnet bodysuit. Sees the titties, goes a beeline for her, right? And starts eating her pussy.
Jesus. So he's already broken the rule.
He's broke rule number one already. So then he's in the titty. He's eating a pussy and she's going, ooh, it's been matching.
She got triple E titties, but what about the rest of her?
Well, that's the irony is he's a titty man, but the first thing he did was eat her pussy.
Yeah, but he worked his way up quick. He was right in the titties.
You work your way up?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a weird.
Yeah.
He's working his way up from the pussy to the tits. That's
well, what he did was he crawled to her. So that was first. Then she,
okay.
You know, he started from
all
the bottom.
I just thought,
you got to go with what you get.
Well, it's like,
house.
You know, if someone gives you a plate of food and the meat's right in front of you, you started the meat.
Yeah.
So, first song goes on and he's eating, and she's, you know, it's a bunch of black girls. So they're like, ooh, motherfucker, you got the right one. She's talking all kind of old aunt shit, you know,
in
nasty.
In front of everyone.
Yeah. This is
well, I mean, if she's getting her pussy, she's not going to watch
clearly,
the
they were there in crotchless panties. So everybody knew this. Everybody but us knew that this was going down when they made the phone call. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So,
man, it's so weird.
Yeah.
But
so, first reckon gone. Second, he's still eating. I'm in the back like a guy on a school play. Like this, he's not doing his lines.
<You're angry. laughs> What is he doing out there? No.
So I send the next guy, Georgie Porgy. I send him out. Right. He does a thing, switch, turn. He sees the prettiest girl, the hottest girl, straight dime. There was about two dimes in there, right? And a lot of nickels and seven cents, whatever.
Some Indian pennies.
Yeah, some Canadian money.
Nickels,
look, Canadian. He goes right to the hot one, right? He starts making out with the hot one. And bam, dick is hard. G-string looks like the center pole of a pup tent, right? All of a sudden, boom, he's fucking the dime. I'm in the back, crazy. What the fuck are they doing? We talked about this. The game plan was we was going to run no passing. Everybody's, they don't give a fuck about me. I'm the coach.
Listen, it's, you know what? I can't. The thing is, they lost their cool. That's the thing you need in a soldier.
I don't think they lost their cool. I think they both saw what they wanted.
No,
they
that's were like, the point. That is, they lost their cool. You have a game
plan. It wasn't about a team effort at that point. They were like,
but
I'm going to fuck this
hot shit. Saying that, look, going in, they're going to get pussy. Like,
yes.
There's not a situation of them going, like, you know, you go out with your friends and they, you know, like, hey, man, we're all going to go play pool and then blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, there's a hot chick I'm hanging out with. Fuck that. No, they went in.
In the end, we're going to fuck. Game plan.
Under Dante's plan, they're going to get all the pussy
Everybody.
They want.
The fine one, the titties, everything.
Everything you want.
What's
and
that
some.
Saying? It's two bulls on a hill, right? The young bull says, right. Let's run down there and fuck one of them heifers, right? And the old bull says, let's walk down and fuck them all. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
real.
That's the Dante's thing. He went into there with a game plan.
Because I'm not emotional like that little boy bitch is emotional. I'm thinking logically. Because I'm a man. That's what it is. So
basically, you're saying your concept was to collect all the vagina
exactly.
instead of just
right.
individual vagina.
Exactly. And there's a reason for that.
Okay.
Because what happens is if everybody, first it was only three of us. It's three dicks. It's 13 chicks. So there's, what is that odds? Come on, Harry. You know.
Four vaginas per dick.
Four vaginas, that's a lot.
4.2. Yeah.
So you understand, even as one man, four vaginas is a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot, even a man at your level.
At my level,
that's pro ball. Even that's too much. You know, you can't handle
wow.
all the shifts.
Four vaginas is a lot of fun, though.
Right, but the thing is, five is not so much fun after. Six
Listen,
becomes work. Seven
I'm gonna tell
is
you honestly,
abhorrent.
Four vaginas is not fun.
I don't know, man.
It's work.
I've had
it's work.
Blast. It's work, but it's a good work.
Yeah. It's work. Any way you put it.
Yeah,
but you learn that
it's,
later.
It's not. You see, you're talking about it like it's work. Like, damn, I can't believe I'm like taking this hammer to this mountain of coal. It's fun work.
Right, but
it's
what Dante is saying is four
work.
Vaginas. That's what Listen. He wanted the ratio to be.
Right.
Four vaginas doesn't exist.
It doesn't even exist.
Oh no! You got stuck with 11.
Can't take Hamburger Hill
vaginas,
if one fucking guy.
Four, exactly.
Going,
you're gonna get that. You're gonna end up.
One guy's gonna get the
here,
titty. Yeah.
Gary, take my dog tags and take her to my mom.
Tell my bitch I love her.
Give
Tell
me
my
some.
Other bitch I love her. Tell but that one bitch.
Here's what's crazy about that though. You gotta and what you know later on you learn. Look, I get it, fellas. Don't get me wrong. I understand that some dudes is listening right now that don't get laid. But I'm telling you, four vaginas is not fun. It's not. If you're doing it properly, if you got to keep your back arch, you got to keep abdomen pressure on the clit, your balls got to stick with, and then you,
sheet.
Like he said, balls got, and you got your pinky in a butt, like
also,
he says that I don't really believe, right? Then it ain't fun.
And you also care about the quality. So you don't want to give him a shitty, you could easily fuck 11 women shittily.
Listen,
you're
I'm
about the quality. You have a brand that you're trying to
So what you do, like, did you like break it down into like, time sequenced moments are like, all right, you three are in 15 minutes.
No, you got it.
So how'd you do it? I want to know how you achieved
You just got
it.
Well, we're not even there because I'm not even out yet. One dude, the dime is getting fucked, and Yum Yum is sucking on the big titties. That's it. I come out, I do my whole first record. I'm rolling, diving, doing handstand, backflips. I know it don't look like I could do backflips at 290, but I still could do it. I might be in traction afterwards, but I could do it. Splits.
You can't do a lot of them.
Slide and all kind of little finger pop here, make out with them. Just roll backwards, flip, handstand, dropping this bitch. Laugh. That was the shit.
You were like a pussy ninja.
Oh my God, it was fucking amazing. And you know, I didn't even know how good I was until later when I looked at the tapes. What we got to do? We get the website up. I'm gonna put up the website. I was a bad motherfucker. But
we have to see those tapes, man.
Fucking amazing. So, I do the whole thing by me doing the whole set, you can smell pussy in the place. It's like a crock pot, man. Pussy is cooking. Everybody's
want to be in there.
Everybody's rocking. I'm all alone. Georgie Porgy still fucking the dime. And Yum Yum's not even fucking the one to be. He's still sucking on the titties. I'm all alone. Hamburger Hill. I got a 38 special, and I'm trying to fight the war.
Oh, my God.
So and now, a Bowie knife.
So now you got 10. right? That's what 11.
No, he's got 11.
11 that's left.
11.
He's got 11.
I thought the two had left, but I was wrong.
No, they were.
Rachel and Sarah were getting taken
care of. Yeah, all right. You didn't
have a I'm going.
Like, my
I got finger pop one. I got M1. I'm finger pop two. One is standing on the back of the chair. I'm eating her out. I'm literally got two hands in either chick. I'm eating another chick, and I'm fucking with her. Do you understand? That is harder than patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time. It's different. You got to have massive coordination.
Your pimp cup must just be full of Gatorade. It's just electrolytes.
And it's rhinestones all over. It's huge. It's like a I can't even call it a cup. It's a goblet.
So, all right, I'm sorry.
You know what the sad thing? I'm enjoying this story so much. I'm just sitting here looking at Dante like, this is pretty awesome. Like, I'm like getting images in my head. You know, this is awesome.
And you know what I'm going to say? I'm better for it, but it's not fun. It's work.
Okay, so you did end up, I got a little sidetracked. I'm sorry. I kind of zoned out because it's all like
I ended up sticking 11.
11 of them.
11 of them. Like I would bump into one. Boom, 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 boom. Blah, blah, blah.
You're spinning plates like Sullivan, essentially.
But eventually
right?
The plates fall because here's what happens. I just hate to say it, but I'm not enough man for 11 women.
No, yeah. No, Dante.
No, Dante, never. You could never not be enough.
Oh my God. I got to be honest.
Audience, he's lying. There's 11 chicks in here right now. He's doing well.
Even Dante is human, people. Even Dante.
I'm human.
11 no,
he is not without his flaws.
I almost feel like...
I'm the man.
You know how I feel like right now that he said that? I feel like all those comic book nerds who cried when they killed Superman for a little while. Like, I just couldn't believe my hero is dead.
Not Doomsday.
Dude, like, you just broke my heart.
I'm not enough. No. I'm not enough. I hate to say it, but I got to be honest.
Sorry, folks.
I'm not enough.
I mean, I've topped out at 5 at once, but damn, 11?
11? So
I give you mad respect.
Yeah, I mean, did you finish the 11, but not well.
But now here's what happened. And this is why the situation is, and whenever you get into a situation, you have to be indiscriminate about, this is why I said everybody has to get fucked. Because what happens is, one of the girls who's not being serviced, I tried my best, but somebody gets left out. She gets up, she goes in the bathroom. Now the lights out, all this shit is going on. The lights out, I can see the light under the crack of the where the light coming through the bathroom, right? I know that because I'm behind the couch.
So you got a dissatisfied customer.
Yes, and
funny,
I feel bad, right?
I know this because I'm behind the couch.
Yeah. I can hear them beat like so. And then another one I was trying to keep him service. I couldn't. She goes in the bathroom.
What happened to
now
Sarah?
I can hear them mumbling. Mm. I didn't come here for this shit. Now, meantime, I fucked both of them already.
Right.
But apparently not enough. And now the light's on.
See.
Now
the machine breaks down. We break down.
It breaks down.
That was the whole point that fucking Yum Yum.
Now ask me where Yum Yum and Georgie are the whole time.
Still with their
Still with the two.
Selfish.
The whole thing. Selfish. The lights come on. 13 some finish. Selfishness.
The light, they turned on the lights because the
another chick
over.
Went in the bathroom. It was four in the bathroom. They were bitch. Now I hate everybody, but I didn't.
Not
just,
well enough.
Well, you didn't. It's not even that. Not,
wasn't
it,
a
he
kill.
Just didn't get the opportunity.
You wounded a lot of people.
I wounded, right. But they was no they kill. Dragged off into the bathroom and
they repaired
and it was,
themselves.
Sure, it was the ugly ones. It was
so
the
how much
fat
money
ones.
Did you make?
I think the gig was low. Here's the thing. After that, they figured my boys was ready to leave because they were good. I was like, man, I gotta get paid. I still get paid for this. So I made $350.
Yeah, but that was back in the time of cassette tapes.
Yeah,
cassette inflation.
$350 was a lot of cassette tapes.
1991. How many cassette tapes you could?
Do you know
buy
how much new Coke you could buy? New Coca-Cola.
New Coke, right? Because that's
$350.
It's like you could buy a flat.
Yeah. Do you know how many
a cargo flat of new Coke?
Do you know how many flat tops you could get for
a lot of flat. You know what? How many Chams the Baron shirts you could get
for $350?
A lot.
So now wait. Now the $350 was that the originally agreed upon price?
Yes, that was originally.
Plus no tip.
I made tips. I made about $130.
How much
tips.
Is? What's the going rate for a good fucking? For a good group fucking?
Here's the thing. I don't really do group fucking. I never like. And this is really important. I mean, I feel like I'm not giving enough lessons here. But what well, fucking? It's a good story.
No, it's a good story. So listen, there's lessons in there. There are a lot of lessons for fucking Yum Yum and fucking
right. don't let your ego. I think that goes. Don't let your ego get in the way with what has to be done.
Well, they let that personal desire get in front of the team. Exactly. And I think in this situation, you did need a team effort because I think you would have made triple
the money.
More money
in the tips?
I think it would have made triple the money, man, if they all would have been like.
Well, you got to
and referrals.
Right.
And referrals.
Recommendations.
Let me just say this for the record.
Yeah. Word of mouth.
Other than being a fabulous comic, she's also an amazing marketeer, social marketing and stuff. So see where her head goes right now?
Yeah.
How can we maximize
the business potential of this group fucking? How can we take advantage of this?
Dude, I'm down for that. I mean, I'm just saying it sounds like a good business.
Yeah. And so here's
Dante.
So,
let's get back into it. All right. Fuck this podcasting.
Dude, we're wasting time, bro. We're wasting time.
So ultimately, the whole thing breaks down because now what you allow is you allow women to get in their head about where their boundaries are.
Yeah, you start to rethink. If you have time to think about what the fuck am I doing? This is a birthday party.
It's a birthday party. My kids are at my mom's house.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
I'm fucking a stripper. My kids are at the mom's house. I'm going to have ball juice on my mouth. And I got to go pick up my kids.
I'm going to have to get all this dry clean.
Not even that. She's going to have like ball juice mixed in with every other vagina pop first.
Yeah. And this
she's just going to smell like.
Let me just say this.
How did I get talked into this? This is not what I
and
did.
And this, let me just say this for the record. One of the reasons why I don't believe in AIDS. Because I don't have it. Because I don't have it.
And it's wearing a lab coat.
And if you were going to get it, that would have been the night.
Because this was not the time. This wasn't condom time.
No, this was
before Ronald Reagan. This was after the whole AIDS thing when Ronald Reagan says AIDS is a gay disease. Mm. And so we was rocking raw dog.
This is before or after the Challenger blew up.
I'm not sure about the history.
This was after.
Did we even know about the moon?
Yeah.
Wow. Dude. You know, I'm going to be offended for that.
We were on the race to get to the moon at that time.
Trying to beat the Russians. Yeah, and while we were trying to beat the Russians.
Dudes don't even understand.
They were trying to build a building to reach the moon at this time.
And Mark knows, because Mark's around my age, there was a time when we didn't wear condoms.
Who's wearing condoms now?
Nice. Jesus. What? Give it up for dirty ass Mark.
He has a lady.
He's a lady. Whatever. Anyway, so
we've been together over a year. At that point, I'm like,
yeah, but how long? You act like the year. There was a couple months of condoms. How long was the condom? Three
two
minutes.
Two fucks in, yeah, and he's probably done with them. Yeah, he was like that.
Whole ass Mara kicking it in. Two fucks in and a condom.
Are you saying the woman is done with them, Mr. Two Fucks, or Mark?
Pretty much.
I got
once
news
you're over
for you.
Two, you're calendared. We're Facebook status relationship.
If
we have a social networking relationship, there's no more condoms.
You're going to have to start your own podcast because that would be a Myra Marek show rule.
Yeah.
Two fucks in and we're in a relationship.
Yeah. First of all, what happens if the two fucks happen in the same night? Then all of a sudden
you're saying two in a row or you're saying two separate fucks?
Two separate fucks.
I'm talking about counting. One, then two.
See, no. No. You see that?
However you
night.
Count.
However you count. If you count two.
See, that's some straight
hole
shit right there.
If you
count
two in one night and then you stay the night, breakfast, you're off.
That's
right?
It. Take the condom off by breakfast.
Like if you wake up and the condom's still on, she doesn't really like you. Like that's just like, get out.
No, I'm legitimately curious though. Do you consider two fucks in a relationship type thing or like?
Do I really think that two fucks are
I know I'm breaking the wall of joke, but I'm legitimately curious.
All right, well, go ahead. Fuck up the flow of laughter. Go ahead. Get your information, Harry.
Listen, I'm trying to keep this fucking informative.
He's about to tell us he's got cancer.
I just want you guys to know.
No, I don't.
Oh, no, you don't.
I'm realistic.
Because some women do, though. That's the
right.
thing. That's
but
the,
that's
I'm
because
saying that's
they don't
trap.
Know about their vagina crazy.
Right. Yeah, that's
and
my point.
Those
is.
Are the girls that are like, I know I'm crazy, and I love football. Like, that's those girls. You know, I'm not like
no,
that.
Like, one fact,
two
fact.
Yeah, but that's always the same girl that's like, no, I don't mind choking. You know, and you're just like, what? And then choke me harder. And then she's dead, and you got to get rid of the ball.
Wow. Okay.
There goes your weekend.
There goes your weekend.
It's the point. It's the point. That this, so what happened? The whole thing broke down. And on the way home, I just thrashed my boys, give them a good tongue thrash. Like, what the fuck
sergeant.
Did we say?
Yeah.
This is why you guys are never going to make it to the playoffs.
Well, it's just like if you go to work, you work at a burger place, you can't go in there and just sit down and eat burgers all day. You gotta work.
Right. Everything has a plan.
Well, and also, everybody has a specific job at the burger joint. Like, Lala, whatever his name was.
Yum Yum.
Thank you.
I suck with names because I don't pay attention to people. Like, he was supposed to put the pickles on the burger, and the other dude was supposed to be like, you know, putting on the lettuce and the tomatoes, and you didn't, you know, they didn't do their jobs, bro. I'll be fired, though.
Here's the thing, Mark. We really wanted to talk about your awful life, and we didn't get to it because of it.
We might have to have Mark back.
We're going to have to have you back, Mark.
Why is my life awful? Well, all right, it is awful, but still.
Your marriage. No,
and also the little respites in between of pussy and sanity.
Yeah.
Pussy and sanity. That's going to be the title balance of
it. How much of it really, we want to determine how much of that great pussy moments has caused you a tremendous amount of pain and damage.
Exactly.
Like, what is the balance?
And how you got to
we
this?
We really want to get to this deep.
Yeah, we want to get deep down. We're gonna have to have you back, Mark, because we are way over time.
We didn't expect to go on this tangent. No, we want to definitely. Well, you're in California though, right?
That's true.
Right. Yeah, but we definitely, you know. But yo, I guess
it's not like we have a fucking plethora of guests that we're gonna bump you guys.
Mark, we're gonna have you back because I kind of.
That's a fucking good story.
Thank you, brother.
It's a great story. I appreciate it. Hey, I learned a lot.
Did we have any questions or comments from the listeners at all?
No, we didn't get any. But please,
we may not have.
You read it off. Read it off.
But no, just please, if you have any questions or comments, hit us up at beigephilip@gmail.com.
Yeah, please hit me back, and you can tweet me questions if you want to do that. We'll get to that. We got a couple that we went through. Last week, and we're going. I want to thank Mara. Mara, thanks for coming through and on the impromptu.
Do you have a site or a Facebook or anything you want to plug at all?
At Mara Marek, MaraMarek.
Yeah, look her up. She's a hot blonde. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A little
I'll
cutie.
Vouch for that.
Little hoary, but hot and hoary. What's better than that?
Yeah, why would you say that like it's a
negative
thing?
No, it was a compliment.
Oh,
it was a compliment.
It's like a nap in the afternoon. You know?
I personally, you know, I won't call you a whore. I just think you like to fuck, and that's great.
I don't like your fucking bullshit game.
I don't know her well enough to be like, here. Look, bitch, you a hoe. Like, I'm more like, hey, that's cool. I support you.
He was right. I see it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see it.
His bullshit ass nice guy game.
I'm not going to sit here and say.
I got to be nice. Man, I'm a big dude. I scare people. Like, I just can't be like, bitch.
I'm not gonna say you're a whore.
I don't like that type of language.
Let's just exchange numbers and talk about it. And just
I got a book club.
You
about
know,
I
have food.
Work on that finger in the ass. Well, listen,
it was just great radio. I didn't really mean that. It's just great radio.
That's not the type of guy I am.
Mark,
you want to see a picture of my kids?
Yeah,
you are full of shit. But thank you for coming out. We're gonna have you back, please.
Thanks for having me, guys. You can check out my website,
Harry.
Yeah, what is your website, Mark?
www.markanthonyramirez.com.
MarkAnthonyRamirez.com. My website, of course, is ihatecomedy.com. You could hit me up there, Twitter, Facebook, it's all up there.
Yeah, and I'm DanteNero.com, Twitter/DanteNero, Facebook/DanteNero. Hit me on beigephilip@gmail.com for questions. Yo,
we are available on iTunes, too, now.
Yes,
we are available
on iTunes.
iTunes.
So subscribe.
Please subscribe and leave comments, apparently. I'm still learning about, like, what they're all based on.
Yeah,
apparently,
like
comments help.
Yes, if you like what you hear, give us a rating. And GYBB, listen, let's get your balls back, baby. We're out.
You know all your worries is over for you. Sign my contract, baby.